This is the domestic cricket roundup for the 12th of October. James Pattinson took 6 for 32 as Victoria thrashed Queensland side 3 days to go top of the Sheffield Shield standings at this early stage in the season. Only three Queensland batsmen reached double figures, with opener Wade Townsend's 42 the highest of those to do so, as Pattinson tore through their upper order. Victoria knocked off the 48 runs needed for victory inside 10 overs after earlier losing their last four first innings wickets for 53 to be bowled out for 227. South Australia remained at the foot of the table following their second successive defeat, this time by an innings and 30 runs against Tasmania in Adelaide. Resuming at 103 for 6, their last four wickets survived less than 11 overs this morning as they were all out for 149, with Luke Butterworth and Jackson Bird showing 7 wickets. In the President's Trophy, Habib Bank made it 2 innings out of 2 by dismissing Water and Power Development Authority for 151 in the fourth innings in Lahore, needing 336 to win after Habib Bank had been bowled out for 282 in their second innings, thanks to unbeaten 58 from Kamran Hossain. They struggled throughout, as Asen Adil took 5 for 39 and Mohammad Azlam 4 for 47. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines also maintained their 100% record, with a convincing win over Khan Research Laboratories. They bowled about for just 84 after setting them a target of 304, as former Pakistan leg spinner Yasir Shah ended with the outstanding figures of 6 for 30. Fawad Alam ended unbeaten on 112 and added 88 with Wahab Riaz, who made 53 off 51 balls for the 8th wicket, but it wasn't enough to prevent National Bank from slipping to an 84-run defeat against Zarai Tarakati Bank. Zoaib Khan took 3 wickets for the visitors, with Junaid Zia, Rehan Riaz and Mohammed Khalil each collecting a brace. State Bank were the only one of the 5 sides in action today to successfully chase down their target, as they won by 6 wickets against Port Kazim Authority. They began the day needing only 33 more runs to win, and they achieved this without losing a wicket, as Usman Saeed finished unbeaten on 51. United Bank fell 70 runs short of the 312 that they need to beat International Airlines in Karachi. Resuming on 144 for 3, their lower order failed to prosper against the likes of Najaf Shah, Azaz Cheema and Akhtar Wahid, who each ended with 3 wickets, and they were all out for 242. Warriors earned a slender 4-run first innings lead against Cape Cobras on the second day of their Sunfoil Series match at Merlin Park. Ashwell Prince and Colin Ingram both passed 50 and added 121 for the fourth wicket, but Vernon Philander and Roy Kleinveld ended with 3 wickets apiece. Cobras then closed on 24 without loss after 7 overs of their second innings. Day 2 of the match between Dolphins and Knights in Pietermaritzburg went the same way as the first and was abandoned without a ball bowled, this time due to a wet outfield.